Hello, everybody. Welcome to Mishnah Study. Your Masech Makot, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tetzayin. For those who are using the Rambam, for everyone else, we're Mishnah Tetvav. The Mishnah says like this: Kol Chayevei Chavetot Shelaku Niftetu Yidei Chavetatan. So, as we mentioned in the beginning of our Perek, that anyone who is Chayav Karet also gets Makut. So, our Mishnah says anyone who is Chayav Karet and he gets the lashes, he is exempt from his Karet. His Karet goes away. How do we know this? Shneimar, v'nekla achicha la'anicha. Keshalaka, hari hu ke'achicha. So the pasuk says in Devarim, when it talks about after a person gets a maku, it says, after a person gets a maku, v'nekla, your brother is going to be embarrassed in your eyes. So from the fact that the pasuk calls him your brother, shows that he doesn't have karet anymore. Because someone who has karet is cut off from the nation. He's not considered your brother anymore. But once after he gets the maku and he's embarrassed, now pasuk considering this person as your brother. So therefore, we learn from here, since pasuk calls him your brother, that the person does not have his din of karet anymore, and from the fact that he got the lashes, his karet goes away. This is according to this is the Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. This is according to Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. Now Mishnah continues. Amar Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, ma im haover avra achat notel nasho aleha. So Rabbi Chanina says, just like if someone does one avera, that's something that you're going to be obligated and karet for, that he's going to go and Hashem takes away his life, he gets karet. Someone who does one mitzvah, how much more so does Hashem going to give him a life? So what does this mean? So some refreshing explain that it's going on the statement beforehand about someone who's obligated karet, that once someone's obligated karet, Hashem takes away his life. And once he goes ahead and gets the malku, Hashem now, and he does the mitzvah getting malku, Hashem now goes to give him life and is to take away that karet. Some of Hashem just explained that this is just words by itself, it's not going on the previous statement. And Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel just teaching us the reward for mitzvah. How much more reward we get from mitzvah than the punishment that we get from mitzvah if we go ahead and fulfill the mitzvah of Hashem. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mekomo hu lamed, Shnei Emar, V'nichartu, Hanavshot ha'asot v'gomer, V'omer, Asher yaseh al-tam ha'adam v'chai b'hem. Rabbi Shimon says that this lesson that we just learned beforehand from Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel about the more reward a person will get from doing mitzvah as opposed to the punishment he receives from doing Avirah, we can learn it from the Pesukim itself. From the Pesukim that talk about Karet. So in Sefer Vayikra, when it talks about the forbidden relationships, pasuk says, so someone who does one of these forbidden relationships, he transgresses the word of Hashem, Hashem's going to cut off that soul, whoever does it. And there are another pasuk that says, in that same parasha, that says, so if someone goes, this pasuk is talking about someone who's keeping the laws of Hashem, so someone who does them has to fulfill the laws of Hashem and has to live by them. So what do we learn from here? Anyone that sits and doesn't do an avera, let's say he has an opportunity to do an avera that my freshman explained, and he holds himself back from doing the avera, Hashem's going to give you sachar as if you did that mitzvah. And we see from the pasuk, it's talking about Hashem's going to give you life. Because over here in this parak, Hashem says that you should go ahead and do these laws and live by them. It sounds like Hashem is actually going to go ahead now and give us something positive and a mitzvah to do. But then what happens? The Pesukim tell us, go ahead and don't do all these forbidden relationships. So the Mishnah wants to learn out from here that anyone who sits back and holds himself back from doing one of these avirot, as if he did an actual action, he actually did a mitzvah, and Hashem's going to give him reward, he's going to give him life for holding back and fulfilling the mitzvah. The Mishnah continues. Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi Omer, Rabbi Shimon son of Rabbi says, Haru Omer, Rach hazak lebelti achol hadam, ki adam hu anafish. So the pasuk in the Rim says, just a person should be strong from holding back, from not eating blood, because blood is the soul. The Mishnah continues and says, Uma im hadam shenafsho shal adam kasa miminu, ha-peresh miminu mikibla sechar. And just like blood, that person is disgusted by blood. There's no desire for a person ever to eat blood. And someone who separates from eating blood, he's get reward. Rabban points out, how do we know someone doesn't eat blood, he gets reward. Goes as pasuk and sevet debrim in the same parasha as the blood. In Perek Yudbet, pasuk kafhet, it says, "Shemor v'shemata kol debrim ha'ele, asher anochi mesevecha l'man yitablach v'anecha acharecha ad olam." So you should go ahead and watch and listen to all these things that I'm telling you in order that you should be good and your children afterwards forever. So Rambam points out from here that someone who holds back not eating blood, he gets reward for doing so. And Mishnah pointed out that look how much reward someone's going to get for something that he has no desire for. Or the more so, Mishnah continues, Gazel v'arayot shenar shosha adam mitaveh lahim machamei datan ha'poresh b'min mehen alachav kam v'chama shizkeh lo. Odorotav, odorot, dorotav, asoch kol adorot. But and stealing and forbidden relationships, that person has desire and he wants to go and do these things. But if someone separates from these things, how much more so a person will merit for generations to come until and the generations. So the Mishnah here is teaching us a foreign lesson from the Pasuk. Pasuk says, be strong for eating blood and you're going to get great reward from it. But at the end of the day, nobody has a desire to eat blood. And look at the reward we're going to get for it. So all the more so, if someone goes ahead now and holds back from actually doing something he has desire for, like stealing and relationships, how much more so the reward Hashem will give us for holding back and not doing those avirot.